This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It seems like business as usual this week at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. There are lots of visitors admiring the landmark palace, the house that Isabella built and made into a jewel of the Fenway. They stroll by the glorious courtyard garden with its Christmas red amaryllis. They tour the room named after the Italian artist, Titian.
Michelangelo will call him the greatest painter ever, but he never liked the way you could see his brushwork. And here you can see evidence here.
Behind the scenes, though, this week represents a milestone at the Gardner. Anne Hawley is stepping down after 26 years as director. Not since Isabella herself has one person so affected the contours of the museum and its culture. Hawley's last day at the Gardner is tomorrow. She's going to miss it.
Yes, I'm in love with this place, and you know, you're really lucky if you have a great love in your life, and I feel like I've had three, my husband, my daughter, and the Gardner Museum.
Anne Hawley is credited with bringing the museum back to life when it was deep in debt. She oversaw the colossal and controversial addition of a new wing. It was designed by architect Renzo Piano and cost $124 million, and it allowed the museum to host artists in residence, lectures, and concerts. We sat down with Anne Hawley yesterday to talk about her final days at the Gardner and the pieces and places that left a mark on her and that she left her mark on. First, the heart of the museum.
The courtyard. When you walk towards it, it explodes in beauty and antiquities and the sound of water falling. And it really is designed to transport you into a dream state. Soon after I got here, I worked with the gardening staff to bring back the lush Victorian feel to it. In Gardner's time, she had always had it just suffused with plants, stuffed with plants. But when I came, it was very Spartanly.
Beyond the courtyard.
Well, then there is Titian's great Europa, just an extraordinary tour de force of painting. And in fact, we're looking at it right now.
We're in the Titian room.
This picture is probably one of the greatest 16th century Italian paintings in American Museum. And it represents the moment that Europa, who is a princess, is abducted by Zeus, who is disguised as a bull. And you see her on his back as he's sweeping her across the sea, where he will transform himself into a man. He will give her many children, and they will form the nation of Greece. It represents a moment of passion. It represents a moment of flight. Then people look at it and say, how could you do that? You know, he transcends as an artist into a whole sublime field of representation.
Is there a point in your timeline here that applies to?
Well, I think because it's so transcendent, because it represents something you wouldn't think could be represented. I mean, it's been a struggle for us here. We've had to overcome a lot of things in order to both bring the museum back to what it had been in Gardner's day, a real cultural center where there are artists and scholars and musicians and gardeners at work, and also just to be able to add this new Renzo Piano wing took the same kind of leap of Zeus in order to make it happen. The 100,000 steps to that were not easy.
How did you deal with dissenters? Because in the expansion, which you had a lot of pushback on, there were issues that had to go to the Attorney General and to the court.
Well, because of Isabella Stewart Gardner's will that dictated none of the galleries could be changed, in building the new building, we had to have a link to connect in, and that meant we had to move a work of art. And so we did appeal to the Attorney General's office, who then supported a case to go to the state Supreme Court, which, in the interest of preserving the entire collection, granted permission to move this sarcophagus.
How did you deal with that? What was the skill that you think you used or the best argument you had?
Well, initially we had some of our own governance and staff that were not in agreement. And some people we won over, some people we never did. If you're doing anything important, there are always going to be people that disagree with you. And actually, I think it's a great tribute to this museum that so many people passionately care about it. So I didn't mind that there were people that disagreed. We had the data to show that this building could not take the use that it was getting and survive. But what Piano was able to achieve was a kind of beauty using contemporary materials, very much genuflecting to the historic building, not using showy materials. So even though I know we had our dissenters, I think that the public opinion has really swung around.
I just want to ask you, since you began here, I think it was like 6 months before the notorious heist, the largest art heist in history, how much does it weigh on you that that has yet to be solved?
Well, of course, that's a huge sadness for me. I hoped that it would be solved before I left, but I remain hopeful. I think we have a really stellar team in place that works on it all the time, and eventually we will get these works back.
You're convinced?
Yes, I am.
It's been a long time.
It has. It has.
And does it weigh on you?
I think I have a sadness that's always there, but I don't think it weighs heavily on me. It's just very sad.
You know, Isabella Stewart Gardner was a very strong, persuasive woman who got an amazing amount done in her life. Do you feel a kinship with her, having spent so much time in her home?
You know, I've always sort of looked at her from afar, because when I got here, the people that were here tended to be so worshipful of her that they couldn't see what needed to be done here. I have unbelievable respect for her. I think that she had an extraordinary creative imagination, and self-taught and tutored by artists and scholars. But the drive and the determination and the visual imagination is simply extraordinary.
And so for you, the connection?
Well, the connection was this visual imagination that sort of was no holds barred. You know, that, I mean, look, here we have columns, and what do you do with a column? Have you ever seen anyone else put a candelabra on top of a column?
And that was Isabella.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Everything you see is how she had it, more or less. You could just see this mind always at work.
Well, thank you. Anne Holley, who is stepping down as director of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum after 26 years. She steps down tomorrow. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
This winter, the Gardner will undergo major renovations. Some of the masterworks will be taken down and placed in a brighter light, where visitors will have a rare chance to see them up close and personal. The museum's new director is Peggy Fogelman. She starts in January. And Anne Holley will get the title Director Emerita.